KO4QLG. KO4QLG. In 0TR. 0TR clear.
Are you loose again, KG4PFI?
Well, it's nice to hear you. I haven't got to visit with you in a while. Snuggled up to mama and trying to stay warm. It's 26 here and feels like 21.
Hey, Don, the only thing loose about that man is the screws in his head. W2T said that.
I guess he got you, didn't he, Tom?
That's one, Rusty. Shoot. Well, nice to hear you both this evening. I guess somewhere along the line we got 18 hundredths of an inch of precipitation on the 16th. I didn't even know that. Oh, well. Let's see. I have to look at my watch to make sure it's the 17th. And right now it's the 18th in England at 1:41 Zulu dawn.
You know he's in bad shape when he starts talking in Zulu.
I think his wife hit him in the head with a frying pan again. Hello, Don. Say hello to Linda for me. I haven't talked to you guys in a blue moon. Go ahead, Mr. Tom.
Well, I could have said Granny's meantime, but I meant Zulu. Yeah, I'm looking at the big Zulu clock here. It's got, about 2-inch high numerals on it. That's the only way I keep track of it. Well, Bernice is sitting over there, and we're watching the investigative thing about Bonnie and Clyde. And I think it's on the Discovery Channel. I don't know. Pretty interesting. They're still going back trying to find artifacts. And we just polished off a piece of German nut roll. It's called Petitza. And then Bernice made 2 loaves of homemade bread this afternoon. And I just finished up a ginger ale, Don.
It's amazing how he can worm out of something that there, Rusty. Tom, I'm just going on with you. I hope you know that.
I knew that, too. And boy, that homemade bread she made today was beautiful.
Homemade bread. You ever tried it?
Beautiful bread. I just want it to be wholesome and hungry. When I'm hungry, I want to be able to eat it. So it's, you know, not real hard, like a brick or something. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, it was, and they're great big loaves. They're long, but they're about the size of French bread. But all the taste is just wonderful. They're about as far uptown as you can get, Don.
Oh, well, I don't eat that French bread. Make me sparse. I start talking in tongues.
That's where he is, Don. He always talks in tongues.
Well, this is Italian bread, and it's like you get it, for example, Walmart has Italian bread, Publix has Italian bread, and she tried this new recipe. Oh, we've been inside so much. I mean, she tries different recipes just to keep busy. Ain't I lucky, Don?
Switch from Italian bread to, ain't no telling what he's going to come up with next.
He's talking about it.
Well, I just come in. I ran out there real quick with a mask on. And, you know, one of them stupid hens was sitting outside on the roost. It's cold out there, and my neighbor's got heat lamps out there on his chickens, and I told him it wasn't necessary, but he's afraid they'd get frostbitten on.
You have to sit on the roost with them and put your arm around it.
Your niece wouldn't let him back in the house if he did that.
Well, those ice browns get pretty nervous when I open up their roosting area at night and go fluttering around, so I just peeked in there to see if there's any eggs, and then I went over and checked on the speckled Sussex. Once in a while they'll lay one or two late, and I'm afraid they might freeze.
Frozen egg, Tom. I don't know, I've never heard of frozen eggs. too, but all they are is good for throwing at something, because if you try to eat one of them, you'll break something. W2T said that.
Well, yeah, I just didn't want them to freeze in case there was, once in a while there'll be one or two late in the evening, and I hadn't got out there since I showered, and so I just put on a big parka and a mask and ran out there and checked, but there wasn't any. But I wouldn't think it'd be good for them to freeze.
Freeze them for a ping pong ball.
When I first got his chickens, he was just nervous as an old hen, you know. And I went over there. When they get up to around 6 months, they start laying. So I bought some of these ceramic eggs, and I went over there and stuck them in his henhouse, Don. They didn't fry very well.
Yourself fooling them poor old chickens that way.
He's lucky his neighbor didn't throw him at him and clobber him upside the head. Well, maybe they did. Maybe that's what Tom's problem is, Don.
That's the truth. Oh, me. Tom, ain't it nice to be just giving all this kind of glorious information to you?
Yeah, that's too, Rusty. But anyways, I'm going to go over there one of these days. This is top secret crypto. And when it gets warmer, because you got to walk over and go through the fence, and I'm going to go down there and I'm going to take all the eggs he gets in that day, and I'm going to boil them, and then I'm going to stick them back out there.
That's what you would do, my friend.
Coach Smith?
John?
I got a phone call. I'll be back in a little while. KG4 BFI.
See you later, Don. N0GR. Go ahead, Rusty.
Catch up to you later, Don. And I'll tell you what, it's getting colder out there by the minute. I come home from church just a few minutes ago, and it's already getting cold out there, and it wasn't very warm when I went. So anyway, I'm going to go find me something warm to drink so that I can warm up a little bit more, and then go watch something on TV, I think. Because there ain't nothing on the radio I want to try to work tonight. At least I don't think so anyway. I haven't looked. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, Tom. N0TR, 2T, 73s for now.
Nice to talk to you guys. And I'm sitting here with a heating pad in my big chair here in front of the radio. And I got to fire the computer up and turn on the bandscope and see what's on. But usually there's not much before about this time. Take care. W2T and 0TR.
N0TR, this is AA4GH.
Well, hello, Gus. Mute that, Bernice. Gus in Florida. Well, I hope you didn't hear all the bad things I was going to do to my neighbor's chickens, Jake. You might get the wrong opinion of me there, Gus. Over.
Actually, I thought it was pretty funny. I'm not quite that creative with pranks, but... Well, you know, if it's hard-boiled, it's still going to be good eating. Over.
Oh, I wouldn't waste anything. I have no doubt that Tim will eat them. He boils about a dozen and takes them to work and puts salt on them and eats them. But he won't be expecting them, I don't think, Gus. But I've got that in the background of my mind anyways. Because he's always pulling something on me, so, you know, what you sow, so shall you reap.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Well, hey, good talking to you. I know you were Navy yesterday. I had dinner sitting next to a retired Navy captain who was an engineer. He retired, well, I don't know how many years, but, you know, I was impressed with his accomplishments, just like I'm impressed with yours. Well, hey, I don't want to tie this up with the net coming up, but I thought I'd say hi. Take care, my friend, AA4GH.
Watching the time. We got 9 minutes yet, Gus. But yes, one of my friends that worked with my daughter at General Electric was a nuclear engineer, and he graduated first in his class, his wife told me, at West Point. And, boy, I loved talking to him. He was on a nuclear submarine. He was an engineer there. And they can't say too much about, you know, things on a submarine. I found my job was to chase them, and I found that that's about the most secretive thing there is in most of the services is the submarine fleet, and that's why they call it the silent service. But they are usually the top 10% of the cream of the crop, that's for sure. Anyways, Gus, nice talking to you, and I hope it's warm down there. It certainly is not up here. It's 25 Fahrenheit and feels like 19. Take care, Gus, and we'll catch you down the line, A4GH and 0TR73.
Seventy-threes, Tom. Talk to you later. Alpha, Alpha-4, Golf Hotel.